This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Jules Wilkinson, a parishioner in the Oxford Diocese, speaks about her role as one of three international Protestant chaplains at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Jules, could you just start by telling us a bit about the atmosphere in Rio? What's it like to be there at the moment? How does it feel?
My whole time is in the village, so I can tell you the atmosphere in the village, but I haven't really been into Rio. But in the village, the atmosphere is amazing. More and more athletes are arriving each day. I think there's a real sense of excitement and expectation. Competition hasn't started, so everybody's dreams are still intact. It is an incredible place to be. I mean, there are 205 different countries. Politics are left outside the village. You know, there's a real atmosphere of just excitement. And I think, well, for me, I think it's just brilliant that all these nationalities getting on. Sport brings people together, and there is a great atmosphere.
Brilliant. And could you just give us a bit more information about what your job entails, some idea of your working day, perhaps?
Yes. I mean, it is different every day. I think that the reason to have chaplains is that the IOC and sort of every governing body and every country wants their athletes to have everything that they need so that they're prepared as best they can be to perform. So anything that the athlete relies on at home, they want to try and provide in the village. So for those who are Christians and for whom sort of would rely on their church family and spiritual support at home, they want to bring that into the village. So that would be why I'm there. And then day to day, we will start with a little Bible study in the chaplaincy room, which anyone can come to. Then my day, I'm out and about, really. At the minute, I'm dropping off cards for all the people that I know that are arriving. So that takes quite a while because you've got to find where they're staying. My knowledge of flags is not brilliant, so it takes me longer than it should. And then I will be meeting with some people. So this morning, I'm going to have breakfast with three athletes from different countries, and then we will do a Bible study. At some point in the day, I will need to be in the chapel. One of the chaplains always has to be in the chapel, so I'll do a turn there. So that is kind of what my day looks like. As more of the people I know arrive, there will be more sort of meeting with people one-to-one to read the Bible and pray, or following up people that have come into the chapel that, you know, have wanted to be prayed with or things like that.
So you talk about praying with them. How difficult is the job? Could you give examples of highs or lows?
Well, at the minute, the job is easy because competition hasn't started. So everyone is expectant, although people are nervous. So I think for a number of people, they've got here and they felt that maybe it was a fluke that they got here. You know, they just ran brilliantly at the trial, the one-off, and here they are. And suddenly there's a fear of, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be exposed in front of the whole world. And that sort of fear enters. I think for lots, they're missing families. You're a long way from home. So in one sense, those are the hard things for people. I mean, it's not difficult to pray with people. Even when they're having a hard time, you know, you empathise, you cry with people, you listen. And then wonderfully, we have the privilege of being able to speak to our Heavenly Father. So, you know, it's a great joy to be able to do that with people. I'm not saying people are in a good place, but we do know that God promises us that He's with us through the hard times. Doesn't take them away, but He is with us through them. So it's just a case of reminding people of who they are in Christ. But a lot of it is crying with people and empathising with people and then praying with people because we can. We have that privilege. I mean, the other thing about the village, which is brilliant, is, you know, in Britain, we have the blessing of living in a democracy. And loads of the countries competing here do not have that blessing. But the Village is an amazing democracy. You know, there is freedom of speech, freedom of ideas. So anybody from any country is free to ask me about Jesus Christ. And if they ask me, I am free to explain the gospel to them. So there is that kind of wonderful, true democracy just in the Village, which lots of countries maybe don't have back home. So in that sense, it's an exciting place to be.
And will you be watching lots of events yourself? Do you have time to do that?
Well, no time and no tickets. No, I'll be mostly in the Village. But wonderfully, the Multi-Faith Centre is right opposite Team GB headquarters, and they have set up this... I mean, they've done a brilliant job of getting... they've done really well. I think everything has been thought through, and they've bought loads of things from home, and it looks great. I think the athletes will really like it. But they've got this sort of garden outside with Union deck chairs and table tennis, lots of things. But one thing is a huge screen TV. So there will be the BBC, good old BBC, right outside the Multi-Faith Centre. So I reckon I'm going to be watching over the fence.
Good stuff. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on about the Olympics and the Paralympics and what they symbolise and whether they're just more than sporting events?
Well, I think in one sense they are more than sporting events. Sport is why they happen. So that is at the heart of it. But that sense of democracy, which I've just talked about, and the sense of everybody getting on, I think is a real example to the world. I mean, there are lots of trouble spots in the world at the minute, lots of bad things going on. And here, in this small space, you have an example of people from all nations living in peace and harmony. So that's got to be a good example.
Absolutely. When did you first start working with athletes? How are you drawn to this type of work?
Good question. Well, I worked for Christians in Sport. When I left Unit Safe, to go back a few steps, I trained as a PE teacher at university, which I loved. I had become a Christian just before going to university and just thought, you know, I do want my friends to know what it is. I believe it's been said, if you are a Christian, you know the love of Jesus, and you can't be bothered to tell your friends. It's a bit like watching someone that you know dying of malaria and having the quinine in your back pocket but not bothering to give it to them. It's a selfish thing. So I wanted my friends to know, and Christians in Sport seemed to be a brilliant organisation. So Christians who love sport, who want to give their teammates opportunity if they want to. I mean, we're not talking ramming anything down anyone's throat, but if people want to find out about Jesus, Christians in Sport would encourage sports people to put on events or that sports people can come to. So I got involved at university. Then when I left university, I thought before teaching, I'll do 1 year of maybe working in a church. I want to learn more about Jesus. And I know once I start teaching, I'll do that wholeheartedly. And I just want to have a year of learning more. And it so happened that at that moment, Christians in Sport needed someone to come and run their student work. So I thought, well, I could do that for a year. And I ended up staying there 5 years till I'd got married, had my first daughter. And so at that point, I stopped work, had a big gap, had four children. And it was only after the London Games that my children were of an age and I had a bit more time and went back to work at Christians in Sport and did a few different roles there. And then there was a need for someone to go and meet with some Christian athletes. And I think, quite honestly, there wasn't really anybody else. So I went along, and it's kind of grown from there.
And I was just wondering, finally, would you have anything to say to anybody who does want to get into this type of work?
Well, I think the thing for all of us, if we're Christians, is, you know, we follow the Lord where we are. So, you know, if you love sport, play your sport. And as you play, pray for your teammates and, you know, seek opportunity to share Jesus with them. And start looking out for them. You know, I think when you watch sport on telly because you love it, pray for the people that you're watching. You may not know if they're Christians or not Christians, but pray for their safety. Pray they enjoy it. Thank the Lord for their gifts. Ask that if they don't know him, he would open their eyes to who he is. I think sort of start where you are. It doesn't matter what team you're in, be it the lowest team in the club or the first team in the club or the national team. Play your sport as a gift from the Lord. Enjoy it and seek opportunity, if asked, to tell your teammates of Jesus. I don't think there is a sort of formal route into the sort of work I do. So I think that's probably about the best thing I can say.
Thank you very much.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.